Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Lede van die GEPF kan hulle ore spits en gerus 'n knoop in hulle oor maak om Portfolium te kontak. Die grootste aftreefondse in Suid-Afrika vertrou hulle lede se aftreebeplanning toe aan Portfolium en jy kan ook deur 'n SMS met die woord rand na 37522 teen R1 of 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za te stuur. Portfolium is 'n geregistreerde FDV BS&V's online beskikbaar. Die Mededingingskommissie het die afgelope 2 jaar die impak ondersoek wat dominante tegnologieplatforms soos Google, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Microsoft en X op die Suid-Afrikaanse media het. Die kommissie het vandag sy finale verslag aan Paak Stel, minister van Handel en Nywerheid en Mededinging oorhandig. Die verslag bevind dat hierdie platform se dominante posisie 'n wesenlike negatiewe uitwerking op plaaslike nuusorganisasies gehad het, onder meer deur 'n dramatiese afname in advertensieinkomste wat na die uitgewers gevloei het. Google het vir jare voordeel getrek deur Suid-Afrikaanse nuuspublikasies se inhoud in hulle soekresultate Google Discover en hulle kunsmatige intelligensieoplossings te vertoon en dan advertensies rondom die verkeer te verkoop sonder enige vergoeding wat teruggevloei het na die uitgewers. Die kommissie sê Google het nou ingestem om R688 miljoen oor 5 jaar aan Suid-Afrikaanse mediaorganisasies te betaal. James Hodge, die hoofekonoom van die Mededingingskommissie en medevoorsitter van die ondersoek, het vandag gesê die platform se dominante posisie hou 'n ernstige bedreiging in vir mediadiversiteit, persvryheid en die vermoë van nuusorganisasies om volhoubaar nuus te produseer. Op die lyn nou is Donovan Lindley, hy is van die Mededingingskommissie en hy was een van die sleutelondersoekers in hierdie saak. Donovan, thank you so much for your time. You announced today that Google will pay compensation of around R688 million over 5 years to local publishers. How was this amount calculated?
Well, pretty much what we did was we did a value calculation, what value news media brings to Google. Because the news that people access, I mean, it could be on AI summaries, it could be on the search engine results page. It doesn't necessarily result in a click through to the news media website. So the platform benefits from having news on the platform, and search is very much an everything information platform. So it's important to have news there. So we calculated the value that Google gets and the value that news media gets and worked out the total, and we worked out the difference between the two, and we worked out a value that would balance a 50-50 split between the two platforms. And really what we calculated was about a R300 million transfer from Google to the platforms, and we used this as a form of negotiation. And that's how we got to having what approximates R154 million per year in terms of compensation from Google to the news media.
Did Google at any stage disclose how much money it makes from the use of South African publishers' content?
That's a very difficult thing to establish. I don't think Google actually actively calculates how much they make. So we've had to actually make our own estimations on what percentage of queries we think news constitutes. And we searched through a lot of evidence. One of the more compelling aspects is what queries trigger what is called top stories. And we use that as a proxy because that's Google's algorithm pretty much recognizing what news is. And we use that as a basis to make our calculations. But Google has not quantified how much it makes out of news.
The commission sourced a lot of information from individual publishers, including MoneyWeb. But of course, there are many in this country. I know you can't disclose, you know, numbers, but can you just give us a sense of what the commission found regarding the financial health of the major publishers in the country?
What we can say is a lot of news media is struggling. The revenues have declined significantly over time, halved over the past decade. And so news media is under the stress. I think a lot of news media is operating in sort of the red. And so a lifeline is important for news media. And hopefully this package of $688 million helps extend that lifeline for news media. I think it's also important to say that things are changing. the distribution of news is evolving fast. So I think it's also important that news media accept that adaptability is part of the way forward and build a business model around change going forward.
Developing a new media business model has been a challenge for most publishers around the world. But how many South African publishers will benefit from this 688 million rand?
Well, we're hoping most news media benefit. There's a fund, a digital transformation fund, of which 38 million per year constitutes, and that's for independent news media and community and vernacular and smaller media, and that's for developing their capabilities and supporting small community media. But then there's also a 71 million rand fund per year, which kind of involves news media bringing content to the table, and it's a way of monetizing their content going forward. And that's open to all the mainstream media. I suspect MoneyWeb would be included in that too.
Yeah, we are part of the process. Obviously, we're not one of the biggest publishers, but we've been around for a long time. This is Google. This is the package Google has agreed to. What about the other major platforms? Meta, which publishes Facebook and Instagram, Microsoft, etc. Will they also come to the party?
Yeah, I mean, they will come to the party. I think it's important to note, a few things. Google is by far the biggest form of referral traffic to news media. So it's a big part of news media and news media distribution. Social media is also very important. I mean, to give kind of perspective, about 40% of referral traffic comes from Google and about 10% from social media. What we found is a lot of news has been deprecated over time by news media. A lot of the support packages across all the social media platforms like Meta, TikTok, X, YouTube, they are more around support. There's some ad credits, there's some opportunities for monetization, and news can monetize on social media. So that opportunity has existed, but it's going to be improved as well. Yeah, and some training as well. So it's more of a support dynamic with some monetization opportunities for news media from the social media side.
Donovan, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Donovan Linley. Hy is van die Mededingingskommissie. Laat Portfolium se kundige finansiële adviseurs jou bystaan om 'n beter uitkoms vir aftrede te verseker. Veral indien jy lid van die GEPF is, wat nou die opsie geniet om vrywillig vroeër af te tree. SMS die woord RAND na 37522 teen R1 en stuur 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za. Portfolium is 'n geregistreerde FTV, BSNV's aanlyn beskikbaar.
Is jy 55 jaar of ouer en 'n lid van die GEPF? Goeie nuus is jy kan nou op 'n vroeë aftrede gaan sonder enige penalisasies en moontlike addisionele vergoeding kry volgens jou diensjare. Vrae soos: hoe benut ek my volle belastingvrye voordeel uniek deur die GEPF met aftrede? Wat gebeur met my mediese subsidie as ek sou vroeër aftree? Hoe betaal ek so min as moontlik belasting gedurende my aftrede? En kan ek dit werklik bekostig? Jy het net tyd tot 30 November om hierdie lewensveranderende besluit te neem. Stuur 'n SMS teen R1 met die woord RAND na 37522 of rig 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za. Niemand verstaan die GEPF beter as Portfolium nie. Laat ons jou bystaan om 'n ingeligte besluit te neem.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met MoneyWeb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer MoneyWeb potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.